Welcome to this edition of Main Menu. And as you may be able to tell from our musical introduction by Frank Mills entitled The Music Box Dancer, this program is completely devoted to music. If you love music as much as I do, this really is going to be a great program for you because we're going to describe several ways of managing and downloading music on your computer. I'm Brian Hartgen and I'll be joined by Anna Dresner from the National Braille Press in the United States. And first of all, we're going to take this opportunity of discussing the latest release of the JTunes product from TNT Consultancy. This allows the JAWS for Windows screen reader to communicate with the iTunes software from Apple. Then Anna will be along to describe how to download songs from the US-based Amazon MP3 store. And then she'll move to eMusic, which is another source of unprotected MP3 music content. And finally, I'll discuss the Napster subscription-based service, together with their newly established MP3 unprotected content. That's all coming up on this edition of ACB Radio's Main Menu. Some of your sighted friends or family members may have iPods. While there are many portable media players around capable of delivering music to you wherever you go, iPods are certainly very popular. Naturally, as visually impaired people, we too want to be part of the iPod revolution. But one thing which has possibly held some of us back has been the difficulty in using the special software used to transfer songs to your iPod that you may have gathered either from your existing CD collection or which you wish to purchase from the iTunes Music Store. Indeed, Apple, the manufacturers of iPods and iTunes, have a very large music store containing songs from many decades and of all kinds, as they have associations with the very big music publishing labels. If you use the tab key to move around the iTunes screen without any special adaptation, or if you press the Alt key to activate the menu bar to explore the menus, which someone would typically do when exploring an unknown application, you would receive very limited speech feedback from your screen reader, if any at all. To be fair, it is possible to assign what is known as a custom highlight, as a special function of your screen reader, to specific parts of iTunes if you know how to do that, which causes the screen reader to track parts of the screen which are displayed using specific foreground and background colours. But doing this does not give you everything you need. For example, you cannot get access to some of the menus pertaining to different items. Pressing the home and end keys even will not move you to the top and bottom of lists. That's just a couple of examples, but there are so many other aspects of iTunes that this simple customization will just not give you access to. So at TNT Consultancy, we've developed a product which we call JTunes, and it makes most of the iTunes program accessible with the JAWS screen reader. At this point, we're supporting JAWS versions 6 through to 9. There is no physical media to JTunes, it's all done by electronic download. So what you do is you go to our website at www.TNT-consultancy.com, you select the JTunes link, and you'll find that there's a link to the documentation, which I'm going to talk about in a moment, and a link to the JTunes program. You download the file, you run it, and during the course of the installation, you'll be presented with a list of supported JAWS versions. You simply arrow down to the JAWS version which you wish to install JTunes into, you press the spacebar, and you get a context menu, and the first item on the context menu is install on local hard drive. You press enter, and if you then examine the tree view of supported JAWS versions, you will see that the version that you have selected will contain the words will be installed on local hard drive. And this means that you can install JTunes into as many JAWS versions as you happen to have on your computer all at the same time. Once the installation is complete, you're prompted to restart the computer. And if you run iTunes at this stage, that will give you an evaluation copy of JTunes. You'll be able to run the software for 10 minutes, following which you need to restart the computer to get another 10-minute trial. But at least that should give you an idea as to whether the product is going to be suitable for you or not. If you do like it, you can purchase an authorization file, which in turn you download from the internet from a link that we give you. And that's all there is to it. You run the authorization file. Again, you select the JAWS version that you'd like to install the authorization file into, and that permanently authorizes your copy of JTunes. There is a user guide, which, as I say, is separately downloadable from the internet. It's an RTF file, a rich text format, which means that you can read it comfortably within Microsoft Word, or if you have a note-taking device, such as the PacMate Omni, you can certainly read it on there. In fact, it was primarily composed on the PacMate Omni in the first place. The JTunes user guide can be found as well by going to the Start menu once JTunes is installed, selecting Programs or All Programs, select JTunes, and then you'll find the JTunes user guide underneath. We hope that you'll find that it's very thorough documentation. We work through how to set up iTunes with you so that it works comfortably with JTunes. And we teach you how to use iTunes and JTunes as one product. So essentially we're teaching you how to use iTunes from the perspective of a visually impaired person using JTunes and JAWS. When you have JTunes installed, there is a certain amount of customization that you need to do with JTunes and iTunes to make them work comfortably together. That is fully described in the documentation. And in most cases, when you follow the directions precisely as laid down in the documentation, there should be no difficulty at all in taking full advantage of what we have to offer within the JTunes product. There's plenty of other help in JTunes itself, and I'm going to show you that later. For now, I'm going to start iTunes. I'm using Windows Vista, so I'm going to activate the Start menu.
Menu, Edit, Start, Search, Edit.
And into the Edit box, I'm going to type iTunes.
About iTunes, Programs Group.
That's not quite right. Let's just arrow down.
iTunes.
That's what we're looking for, iTunes. I'll press Enter.
Leaving menus. Press Insert H for hotkey help. iTunes.
Typically, the iTunes screen is divided into three panes, if you like. You can have additional elements of iTunes displayed, but the most simple view is a three-pane view. The left-hand pane, which is the one that we're focused with now, is called the source list, and this enables you to select a particular category of item that you would like to examine in more detail. The next pane is an edit box, and it's a search edit box, and you can type specific items into here. And the last pane is a list of items. We call it the item list. And that displays the results of whatever it is that you've selected in the first pane. In order to move through the three panes within iTunes, you press the tab key. And if you press the tab key for long enough, you'll cycle back to the beginning again. So we're in the source list at the moment. How do I know that? Well, if I press Insert Tab,
Source List, iTunes,
I'm told I'm in the source list. Let's examine the items here.
Music, top of source list.
So music is the first item in the source list, and that contains your iTunes music library. So if we were to press Tab twice at this point, which we will do in just a second, we'll be able to move through all the items, all the music tracks that we have in our iTunes library.
Podcasts.
I'm just pressing the down arrow key at this stage. We've got podcasts. We're going to talk about podcasts later, but iTunes is a full podcasting client, and you're able to subscribe to podcasts, which, if you don't know, are radio shows that are downloadable from the internet, and you can transfer them to your iPod if you like. Let's press down arrow again.
Audiobooks.
Audiobooks. If I had audiobooks in my iTunes library, then I would be able to view those. So we're still in a section of the screen at the moment called the iTunes library. So music, podcasts, and audiobooks all relate to the library functionality.
Radio.
Radio is the next item. iTunes has lots of radio stations accessible in different genres, so we're able to listen to those, and we'll probably do that later.
iTunes Store, store area.
Now we go into the store area, and you'll notice that JAWS is telling us about that, that we've moved into a new area. The only item that I have in the store area at the moment is the iTunes Store itself. If I press down arrow again.
Party Shuffle, playlists area.
We're now in the playlists area, and we have Party Shuffle. These are playlists. Some of them are dynamically created by iTunes itself. We won't have much time to talk about these, but you can create playlists with JTunes and iTunes. So if you have specific tracks that you would like to listen to on a regular basis, you can save them as a playlist. We tell you how to do all of that in the documentation. You can also vary the order of tracks in playlists as well. So if you don't like the order, or you want to hear tracks in a specific sequence, you can easily vary the order using keyboard commands. Otherwise, if you didn't have JTunes, you'd have to do that with a mouse. If I arrow down again,
90s music.
We've got 90s music, so whatever is in our library, there's a dynamic playlist which iTunes is clever enough to give us relating to 90s music.
Music videos.
Music videos.
My top rated.
My top rated.
Recently added.
Recently added, so that would show you everything in your library that you've recently added, and so on. So there's a lot in this source list. If you had an iPod connected, which I don't at the moment, there would also be a devices area, which JAWS would tell you about as you move into it with the up and down arrows, and you would be able to see the name of your iPod in this source list. And it's quite a simple matter of being able to copy material that's in your iTunes library onto an iPod. It's just a simple copy and paste operation. You focus on what it is you want, you copy it to the clipboard, you focus on the source list, you come down to the name of your iPod, and you can paste it in there. It's really quite straightforward. Let's move back, though, to the music library.
Radio library, audio, podcast, music, top of source list.
Okay, I'm going to press tab.
Search, edit.
And this is the search edit field, and in here we can type whatever it is that we want to search for in our music library if we want the results to be narrowed down. Now, as you'll see when we get around to detailing the music store, this search box is very good within iTunes. You can type the track title in here, you can type an artist, you can type a particular word that you might be looking for. If you're looking for love songs, you could just type the word love, and you would get songs with probably the word love in the title or the group. iTunes is very flexible about what it accepts as a search criteria. If I press tab again,
item list, iTunes.
Here I am in the item list, and this is where I can see everything that's in my iTunes library at the moment. And I usually have this folder for demonstration purposes within iTunes, and it contains all the number one hits from 1953 to the present day. And because it's arranged in alphabetical order at this stage, I'm able to arrow down these and listen to the titles.
Against All Odds, Westlife.
Okay, so the first one is Against All Odds by Westlife.
Albatross, Fleetwood Mac. All or Nothing, Small Faces, All Shook Up, Elvis.
Okay, there's an Elvis song, All Shook Up.
All That I Need, Poison.
Okay, fine. So what if I want to hear one of these? Well, it's quite simple.
All Shook Up, Elvis.
Let's go back to Elvis Presley, and all I need to do is press Enter. And here I have the song starting. If I want to pause it, I can press the space bar. And if I want to resume playing, I press the space bar again. I can vary the volume. I can press Control and down arrow to decrease the volume level, which I have done. And that is independent of the JAWS speech system. So I can still use JAWS and manipulate my screen reader, even though I've got this track playing in the background. If I want to read the title, we have a keystroke to do that. I'm just going to pause it so I can explain the concept of JTunes keys. In version 3.1 of JTunes and before, we used to have two very complicated sets of keystrokes. What we used to do is to hold down the Alt key, the Control key, and the Windows key all together, that's all three keys to the left of the spacebar, and press letter or figure keys on the keyboard. And we used to have an equivalent set for laptop keystrokes. We don't do that now. We have a layered key approach. It's very similar to that found on the PacMate Omni, if you're familiar with that, in that you press a key on the keyboard, you release it, you press another key, and it'll give you a specific function. This makes it much easier. You have to press the second key within 5 seconds, otherwise we think that you don't care about the keystroke anymore, and we'll just quit the key sequence. So we have a key on the keyboard called the JTunes key. In fact, it's the grave accent key, situated immediately to the left of figure 1 on the main QWERTY keyboard. I can press that, followed by a figure or a letter key on the keyboard, depending upon what I want to do. You can change the JTunes key at any time. You don't have to have it as the grave accent key. And we don't just use the keyboard manager. We have our own special easy-to-use interface where you can change what the JTunes key is. So if I want to find out what the title of this track is that I'm currently playing, I can press the JTunes key, followed by T. If I press it now...
JTunes.
Okay, JTunes and T.
All Shook Up.
And it's called All Shook Up. Now, if I press the JTunes key again,
JTunes,
and just leave it for 5 seconds.
A valid JTunes key has not been pressed.
Okay, fine. And if I press the JTunes key followed by a key that is not associated with JTunes, we're told that it's not a valid JTunes key. So we've tried to build as much intelligence into this as we can. There is also one of our help utilities, where we can get some immediate help information as to what these keys do, because you'll find that most of the keys on the keyboard have functions associated with them once the JTunes key has been pressed. We have the help key Insert F1, which does a very similar thing to what the JTunes key does, in that you can press it, you can release that key combination, you then press another key on the keyboard, and if it has a JTunes function associated with it, it's going to tell you what it is. So if I press Insert F1,
JTunes help,
and then T,
JTunes, then the letter T is used to read the currently playing track title.
Okay, that's what it does. Now what does JTunes key and E do? Let's press Insert F1,
JTunes help,
followed by E,
JTunes, then the letter E is used to report the elapsed time of a playing music track.
That's fine. Let's do that. Let's start this playing again with a spacebar. And now I press the JTunes key by itself,
JTunes,
and then E,
elapsed time, 0 minutes 37 seconds.
Okay, that's fine. Let's stop it playing. If I were to press the tab key at this point, I would move back to the source list. But we do have a keystroke that takes you always back to the music section of your iTunes library. If you press the tab key for long enough, if you became disorientated, there's no danger you would get back to the source list eventually. But it's always nice to get back to a known point, and the JTunes key followed by M will always take you back to the music section of the library. So if I press that now,
JTunes,
JTunes and M.
Please wait. Source list, iTunes.
Okay, here we are back on the source list and in the music section. If I press Insert up arrow to do a say line,
music,
we've got music. How do you get tracks into iTunes in the first place? Well, if you have MP3 files containing songs from a CD collection that you may have extracted using a different program, then you can import those tracks into your iTunes library. If you press Control O, it takes you into a standard open dialog box, and you can select the tracks that you want to import into the library. There is also, from the File menu, an Add Folder option, and this enables you to add any number of folders that you wish to import. But you may have CDs that you wish to import into iTunes directly, using iTunes itself. CDs, what are they? They're so 1980s and 90s, aren't they? I haven't purchased a CD in years because we download everything. But I've been to get one of the CDs from our CD music collection. And in fact, it's quite an old one. It's by the Alan Parsons Project. Does anyone remember them? I've got all their CDs, I think. And this CD I've just picked at random is called Eve. I'm going to put that into the CD-ROM drive of this computer, and we'll see what iTunes makes of it. What it should be doing is going out onto the internet and collecting all the track titles from a CDDB, a compact disc database. There's nothing new there. Most music programs have this ability. And we'll import at least one of the tracks into our iTunes library so that you can get an idea as to how that works. So I'm still focused on the source list, and when iTunes picks up the CD, a new item will be created in the source list dynamically, and focus will be placed on it, and it'll be the CD album title. So I'm just going to close the CD-ROM drawer now, and the CD is just spinning up at this stage.
Source list, iTunes, iTunes dialog. Would you like to import the CD even to your iTunes library? Yes button, Alt plus Y.
Okay, and it's coming up with a dialog. Do I want to import this CD into my iTunes library? And if I wanted to import all of it, I'd just say yes to that by pressing the letter Y or the space bar on the Yes button. But I only want to import specific segments of it, so I'm going to press Tab.
No button.
To the No button and press Space.
Eve, source list, iTunes.
I'm on the album title.
Eve.
Eve. I'm going to press Tab.
Search. Edit.
And again.
Item list. iTunes.
And here I could examine the track list.
1. Lucifer. 2. You lie down with dogs. 3. I'd rather be a man. 4. You won't be there. 5. Winding me up. 6. Damned if I do.
So here we've got the track titles. I want to import the last one, actually. So all I need to do is press the End key, which will immediately, because I'm using JTunes, move me down to the end of the list.
Bottom of list, 9, if I could change your mind.
If I could change your mind. I'm going to press Enter to make sure that that is the track, in fact, I want to import. And I had to turn the volume up because I turned it down for the Elvis Presley track, and I pressed Control and up arrow in order to do that. That is definitely the one I want, so I'm going to activate the context menu because, again, using JTunes, I can do that.
Context menu, get info, G.
We could get info, we don't want to.
Rating submenu, reset play count, off, reset skip, convert selection to ARC, V.
Convert selection to AAC, that's the iTunes default file format. We could change that in the options to convert to MP3 if we wanted to do that, so that we could play it on a variety of different players. I'm content with that for the moment, for this demonstration, so I'm just going to press Enter to convert the track and import it.
Leaving menus, item list, iTunes.
Into the library. I can hear the drive whirring away. It won't take very long to convert, and we'll hear a little jingle, which will indicate in a moment that the importing is complete. And we ought to be able to search for it in our iTunes library, if that's what we want to do. There we go, right on cue. Okay, and it's started to play, because again, that is an option which is configurable from the huge amount of options in the iTunes options, multi-page dialog. In fact, iTunes has a multi-page dialog inside a multi-page dialog. Now, do you remember in the source list we had an option called Recently Added? Well, I ought to be able to look at that and see that the If I Could Change Your Mind track has been added to our library. Don't forget, that's a dynamic playlist. So if I arrow down to that...
Party, 90s, music, my top recently added.
Here's Recently Added. If I press Tab...
Search, edit.
And again...
Item list, iTunes.
Let's arrow down.
1, if I could change your mind, 549...
And there
rock,
it
rock.
Is, right at the top of the list. And if I pressed Enter, I should be able to play it. Which I can, okay, because it's now on the hard disk. So it's very easy to import tracks into the iTunes library from CDs. I mentioned the options multi-page dialog. Within JTunes, we've done an awful lot of scripting in there to make sure that not only does the focused option get announced correctly, but also a lot of the descriptive information which is displayed on screen pertaining to each option is spoken by JAWS. There's lots of descriptive information that's displayed, as I say, relating to each option, particularly in areas like the podcast tab and the music store tab. And so we've spent a lot of time making sure that JAWS really does speak that information. If you did a side-by-side comparison of the options multi-page dialogue with JTunes running and without JTunes, you would find that JTunes gives you far more descriptive information, which you probably didn't know was even there on the screen. Okay, let's get back to obtaining music and downloading it to our computer. One of the ways that you can do that, of course, is using the iTunes Music Store. I'm going to press IT very quickly in order to get to iTunes Store, because we can use first letter navigation.
iTunes Store.
And here we are. Now I'm going to press Tab.
Search, edit.
And the first thing I'm going to do is to locate a track. We can now buy albums with JTunes 3.2, which is the latest version of the product, but I'm going to search for a track first of all. And I'm going to search for Joe Stafford, You Belong to Me. Okay, the reason I'm doing that is because I want to show you something specific to searching and buying tracks within iTunes, which I think is very good. So I'm going to type Joe Stafford, You Belong to Me, and press Enter.
You Belong to Me, please wait. Search results are ready.
Okay, search results are ready. I'll press the Tab key.
Item list, iTunes.
And I need to press it again. Here I am in the track list.
1. You Belong to Me, 313 Joe Stafford, the ultimate Joe ST... 79 pence. 2. You Belong to Me, original 302 Joe Stafford, Joe Stafford select...
Okay, and we've got different renditions here of You Belong to Me from different albums.
3. You Belong to Me, 304 Joe Stafford, You Belong to Me, 70...
So, from three different albums, the likelihood is that the recordings will be different, the way that they're sung and presented, and I'm looking for a specific rendition of it. And this is one of the great things about iTunes. You can hear 30-second samples of the tracks before you decide to buy them. And this is brilliant, and they do load so fast. Obviously, if you have a broadband internet connection, you press enter on a track and it really does start playing very quickly. And this is good because with this kind of song, where there can be multiple renditions of it, you may find that you need to arrow down, press enter on a track, listen to a bit of it, decide maybe that's not the one that you want, press the down arrow again, press enter, and hear the next rendition until you get something that you want. So let's focus on the second item here.
2. You Belong to Me, original 302 Joe Stafford.
It does say original. Let's check that out by pressing enter.
Oh, the while you belong to me.
Okay, now it's not the version that I'm looking for, because the version I'm looking for is the one that was actually the single and that got to number one here in the UK. That's not the one. So let's arrow down.
3. You Belong to Me, 304.
And let's have a listen to that one.
All the while.
No, that's not it either. Let's arrow down.
4. You Belong to Me, 312. Joe.
That's the one. Okay, and that's the version that I'm looking for. So I'm going to buy it. I'm going to press the JTunes key. And we have three keys associated with the music store. It's as easy as ABC. Okay, so JTunes key with A will buy an album. JTunes key B will buy a track. JTunes key C will check the price of an album. So I just want to buy the track, and I'm going to press the JTunes key.
JTunes.
Then B.
Buy track. Please wait. iTunes dialog. Sign in to download music from the iTunes store. If you have an Apple account, enter your Apple ID and password. Other.
Okay, and if I wanted to, I could sign in. We've done a bit of adjustment to this dialog as well, because you can now sign in using an AOL screen name or an iTunes Apple ID. And we've made those radio buttons speak a little bit better. I could type in an Apple account ID that I do have and press enter, and then it would ask me if I really wanted to go ahead and buy it. And I could select yes, and it will be downloaded to my computer. It's as easy as that. Now, what if I want to buy an album? I happen to know that number 5 in the album chart at the moment, at the time of recording here in the UK, is Madonna's new album, Hard Candy. And I'm going to see if iTunes have that. I'd be very surprised if they didn't. I'm going to press the tab key.
iTunes Store. Search Edit You.
And here I am, and I've got You Belong to Me in the edit box. I'm just going to delete that. Now I'm going to type Madonna, Hard Candy. Press Enter.
Andy Belong to Me, please wait. No search results found.
You may have noticed that I had a little bit still of You Belong to Me in the edit box there, and I put Hard Candy by Madonna in there. I didn't delete all of You Belong to Me, but JTunes was clever enough to tell us that no search results were found.
Edit.
So let's do it properly this time. Madonna, Hard Candy. Press Enter.
Madonna, Hard Candy, please wait. Search results are ready.
And press Tab.
Item list.
And again, let's see what we've got.
1. 4 minutes feet. Justin Timberlake. .404 Madonna. Hard Candy. 2. Candy Shop. 415 Madonna. Hard Candy. 3. Beat Goes On Feet. Candy West. 426 Madonna. Hard Candy.
Okay, this is definitely the one. I know this because it's obviously telling me that the album is Hard Candy. And there are also tracks featuring Kanye West and Justin Timberlake. So I know it's the correct one. And of course, if I wanted to play any of the tracks to check, I could press Enter. Now, what's the price of the album? That was JTunes Key and C.
JTunes, £9.99.
It's £9.99. If I want to buy the album, JTunes Key and
A. JTunes, buy album, please wait, £9.99. iTunes dialogue, sign in to download music.
And we've got the same deal as before. We've got the dialogue box which has appeared asking us to sign into our Apple account. So it's very easy to buy things from the iTunes music store. If you're looking through tracks and you decide that you'd like to buy a particular album, then you can do that. You can press Control and I on a particular track, and that will copy the album name and the artist's name to the Windows clipboard. Then you can go ahead and paste that into the search edit field, and usually it comes up with the correct match relating to the album that you want to purchase. Let's just escape out of here.
Item list.
And we'll go and listen to a little bit of radio. Let's press Tab.
3. Beat Goes On Feet. Candy West. iTunes Store.
And I'm going to press R for radio.
Radio.
There are, as I say, different categories of radio stations within iTunes. We can press Tab. And now arrow down.
Alternative. Ambient. Blues. Classic rock. Classical. Comedy. Country.
Okay, let's have a bit of country. These are arranged in a tree view, so we know that we need to expand a particular branch of the tree in order to reveal radio stations which are underneath. And the key to expand the radio stations is the JTunes key followed by R.
JTunes, radio expand and collapse, country, country 98 streams.
And there are 98 radio stations under country. Let's arrow down and see what we have.
Absolutely country hits 1.fm. 128kbps playing the newest hits and your favorite all.
That's at 128k, so you're going to get the sampling stream rate here, so you can determine what the quality's like.
All American I country 1700. 128kbps country hits from A Carolina Cornfield Live at .. All about country hits 96kbps top 40 country.
How about that one? Let's press Enter.
16kbps.
We're sorry. You've reached a station that is unavailable at this time.
Okay.
Please try again later.
Right, fine. I press the space bar to to stop that from playing. Let's arrow down and find another one.
All about country gold. 64kbps today's country gold.
Let's try that one.
And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini-skirt.
I can hear, because I'm listening to this on quite big, good quality speakers, that it does sound rather compressed. And I think it was 64K, so that would be obvious that it would be fairly compressed, wouldn't it be? So that's how you use the radio stations, and they have some good stations. If you're doing something else, maybe, with your computer, don't forget you can vary the volume. And you just want to hear some of the radio stations, it's really good. You can just select whatever it is that you want and have it just playing in the background there. I now want to come on quickly to podcasts. because a lot of people do like listening to podcasts. You can subscribe to a podcast manually with iTunes, or you can subscribe to one using the iTunes Music Store. For now, we're going to subscribe to one manually, and we're going to subscribe to the TNT Consultancy Limited podcast. To do this, I'm going to go to the Advanced menu. I can press Alt-A to do that, but because we've scripted the menu bar so that it actually works properly, we can press the Alt key to bring up the menu bar.
Menu bar, file F.
Okay, and arrow right.
Edit E. Control C. View V. Store S. Advanced A.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm going to press the down arrow on Advanced.
Context menu, switch to mini player control plus.
And I want subscribe to podcast.
Open subscribe to podcast.
Press enter.
Leaving menus, subscribe to podcast dialog, URL edit.
I'm going to type the URL in, and of course you could go ahead and get this from a website and paste it in here. So that's http://feeds.feedburner.com/TANDT. The TNT podcast is going to get quite lively shortly because we have Site Village coming up. And we always get into a bit of a frenzy with a podcast towards July, so that's a bit of a free plug for that. Let's press enter.
Podcasts, item list,
Okay, and we should now...
Radio.
There's radio. If I arrow up...
Audiobooks. Podcasts.
We have podcasts. Now I press tab.
Search, edit.
And again...
The TNT Consultancy LTD blog...
And again, this is a tree view structure... Just like the radio stations, and we need to expand it to reveal the episodes that are underneath. I'm going to press the JTunes key, followed by P to do that.
JTunes, podcast expand and collapse, the TNT consultant dot dot dot.
And now, if I arrow down...
Interviews with CSUNXE dot dot dot, 19/03/2008.
That's the most recent episode, interviews with CSUN exhibitors. Okay, if I arrow down again...
Close of Friday, 15... Freedom Scientific Gen dot 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 14/03/2008.
Okay, that's about Freedom Scientific. That may be the presentation about JAWS for Windows at CSUN. I can't remember now. But there's one way certainly we can check, and that is by activating the context menu.
Context menu, context view, update podcast view.
And arrow down.
Show description, S.
Here's the show description, the show notes for the podcast episode. I'm going to press enter on that.
Please wait for the show notes edit field. Read only edit.
And here we have the show notes edit field. I'm going to move through it.
Brian introduces and records the Freedom Scientific General Session and talks about the ongoing presentations at the Hilton Hotel being delivered by the company.
Let's press Control W.
Freedom Scientific Gen dot 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 14/03/2008.
Now, we could get that individual episode if we wanted to. I think the keystroke is JTunes key with G. I'll just double check it with the help system.
JTunes, then the letter G gets the individual podcast episode which has focus.
That's right. So if we wanted to do that, we could press the JTunes key and G, and the individual episode would be downloaded. So that's incredibly easy, isn't it? And as I say, there's a whole multitude of different settings that you can customize as to whether episodes are downloaded automatically. All sorts of things in there. You can press Control on comma, and that takes you into the iTunes multi-page dialogue, and you can explore all the options there to your heart's content. Now, there's one other thing I wanted to show you. There's lots of things we could talk about. I could have devoted the whole presentation for 2 hours with information and a tutorial about JTunes and iTunes, but we felt it would be more interesting to broaden this out to include some of the other music downloading services, which is what we've done. But one other thing I want to show you is the help system, the hotkey help, because there are so many keystrokes for JTunes and iTunes that we've divided them up. So let's just press Insert H.
JTunes hotkey help, use down arrow to move through keystrokes.
And you need to press the down arrow to move through the keystrokes. As with all our products, the virtual viewer-based information doesn't run away with you at all. It doesn't read it all out automatically. Let's just down arrow.
Link the JTunes key used for executing all JTunes functions is assigned to Grave Accent. To cancel out of a JTunes key sequence, press the escape key or wait for 5 seconds.
Okay, let's just arrow down a bit more.
Link to activate JTunes help mode, press insert plus F1. Blank. Navigation links. Link general navigation. Link selection keys.
So all these are hyperlinks. So we have keys for general navigation, how to select individual items.
Link listening to music, podcasts, books and radio stations. Link music store. Link playlists.
So we've got all these different categories. We've just been listening to music on podcasts, etc. So let's find that link.
Link listening to music, podcasts, books and radio stations.
I'll press enter.
Use down arrow to move through keystrokes.
Okay, let's do that.
JTunes key then R equals expand and collapse list of radio stations under genre. Blank. JTunes key then P equals expand and collapse the list of episodes relating to a podcast.
Okay, so you could go through all of those keystrokes, and at the end of the list, you've got a backlink.
Link back to the main help index, insert plus H.
And if you press enter on that,
JTunes hotkey help, use down arrow to move through keystrokes.
You're back to the main list of categories. So we just think that rather than have a whole list of keystrokes that you'd have to wade through, it's much better to have them grouped together in categories with hyperlinks. And that's the end of the section of this presentation about JTunes. JTunes is £35 in the UK, and I believe it's $75 in the US. The company that sell JTunes in the US for us is Next Generation Technologies. Their website is www.ngtvoice.com. And the website for our Australian company, TNT Consultancy Australia, is www.TNT, that's T-A-N-D-T, -consultancy.com.au. Now we move away from iTunes and start looking at other music downloading services. As you'll hear, if you do have iTunes, you can use some of these services to have your purchased tracks transferred directly into your iTunes library. If you don't have iTunes and you want to transfer the music to a conventional player, or one which is supported by the service we're going to talk about, that's no problem. Each utility used to download the music has the facility where you can specify the folder where you would like the files stored. Using Windows Explorer, in the most part, you can transfer the file to your chosen player. First of all, we're going to hear about two services for downloading music tracks and albums which are in unprotected MP3 format. This means that the songs are not restricted to a compatible player or a specific computer. Anna is going to talk about these, and she starts with the Amazon MP3 store, which currently is available to US residents only.
It's a good place to start because it's very accessible, and they sell all their music in MP3 format. MP3 is the most universally used method of compressing sound files, making them small enough to work with online. And just about any player you can imagine can play MP3. So they've picked a format that no matter what player you've got, you can download the music, put it on your player, and start playing it. They also have an MP3 downloader program which can be configured to import that music into an iTunes music library or a Windows Media library. So if you use either of those services, then the music will be there ready for you to access whenever you want it. So it's a really good way to go. And the music is priced just about like all the other sites. In fact, sometimes they have some really good deals on albums. For this demonstration, I'm using Window Eyes.
Mozilla Firefox.
I'm switching
box.
Over to Firefox, and I'm going to
www.amazon.mp3.com.
Yeah, that was a little confusing. I'm just going to read the line and make sure that it came out right.
www.amazonfree.com.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes Firefox has these menus where it tries to guess what you want to put in, and so that can make the speech a little confusing at times. So
437
sure.
Links, 4 tables, 36
okay.
Headings. Table 1, star 2 rows, 2 columns, link amazon.com. Hello, Anna Dresner. We have link recommendations for you.
I'm going to go to the form field. You're welcome to look around the page, but I want to go right to the search box because I want to look for a particular song. I want to buy the song. You can't always get what you want. I'm not a Rolling Stones fan particularly, but I do think that is a really good song, and so I would like to get it. So, I'm going to search for it, and I'm going to look for the search box by moving to the first control on the page, or moving by controls till I get there. If you're using JAWS, that would the command for that would be F. I'm using C.
MP3 downloads combo box search in.
Okay, that's a search in combo box. We'll just explore that real quick. I'm going to hit enter to go into forms mode or turn browse mode off.
Browse off. Search in. MP3 downloads 204. Combo
box. I'm
going to
hit alt down arrow to open the combo box.
MP3 downloads 204 list box.
And the default is MP3 downloads, which makes sense. I'm just going to up arrow once to get to the top since that said 204.
Amazon.com 104.
Okay, Amazon.com. So if I didn't care if this was an MP3 or a DVD or a book or whatever, I might go with that if I want a broader search. Down arrow.
MP3 downloads 204.
Okay, MP3 downloads.
Dash album title, 304.
Album title.
Dash song title, 404.
Song title. So we don't actually have an artist box. That's not really a big problem because if you put it on MP3 downloads and search for an artist, you'll get artists. You'll also get song titles or album titles and whatever you put in there. You don't really have to specify in most cases. Since we're here, though, I will leave it on song title.
Dash song title 404.
I was just reading my current line with Control 5 on the numpad to verify that's where I am. Okay, I'm going to tab once.
Search for edit box.
All right, and I'm going to type in
you
can't
can.
Always
get what you want
and hit enter. And in a minute, the search results page should come up.
344 links, 5 frames, 3 tables, 2 headings.
If you're using JAWS, I've had really good luck on the Amazon site moving by blocks of text, hitting N. With WindowEyes, because its defaults are to show a lot more text, it's not as easy a method. But I do know that the search results are below the first heading on the page. So I'll go to the top. And I'm going to hit H to move to the first heading. This will work with either screen reader.
Heading 1, link MP3 songs.
All right, let's go down from there. I'm just going to read down with a down arrow.
Link MP3 songs. You can't always get what you want. MP3 songs. Left parent showing 50 results, right parent.
50 results.
Sort by. Relevance combo box.
Okay, so we're going to have these results, and you can sort them in different ways. We want to sort by relevance is the current choice, and that's generally what you're going to want.
Table 2 start 51 rows, 7 columns.
Okay, and we've reached a table. That means if you're using JAWS, you're going to want to hold down your Control and Alt keys. I'm going to hit Control and the plus key on the number pad to turn on tables mode.
Table 2 on R1C1.
And now I'm going to hold down the insert key on the number pad. I usually do that with my right pinky, and then I can use my other three fingers to work the arrow keys. So I'm going to move across, and let's just see what the titles are on this table.
First column. Song title. Artist. Album. Time. Price. Download. Last column.
Okay, so going across then, we have all those things. I want the album title. I'm going to hit left arrow till I get to album title.
Price. Time. Album.
Album. Okay, now I'm going to hit down arrow to start going through these results.
Link, you can't always get what you want. Left parent, Soul Max Remix, right parent. Link, let it lead. Link, Hot Rocks, left parent, 1964-1971, right parent.
Okay, that Hot Rocks album should be good. Now, it's always a good idea to make sure that you are getting the song you want. And not something else, because maybe you can't always get what you want, but you certainly don't want to pay for something you don't need. How's that for a really bad reworking? Anyway, I'm going to hold down the insert and hit left arrow until I get... actually, we know that the first column is where the preview is because of going through that top row on that table. So I'm going to hold down Control with my left hand and then use my right index finger to hit the left arrow and go to the beginning of the line.
Link, listen.
Link, listen. All right. That's what we want. That's going to give us the preview. You might be able to get to this table fairly quickly just by searching for the word listen in your browser. I haven't tried that, so it might not work. It was just a thought. Now, this is going to play through an embedded player in the Amazon site, which means there's probably flash controls somewhere on the page that can control it, but I don't know what they are. So I don't really have any way to stop it once I verify that it's the track I want. So I'm just going to let it play because 30 seconds isn't that long. The samples on this site are in stereo. However, I'm doing this recording in mono so that the microphone will be heard on both channels. And so as a result, you're only going to hear one channel of the sample. So if it sounds a little odd, that's why. So I'll hit enter. Sounds right. Okay, and you know, 30 seconds really isn't that long, and now it's done. We know it's the right track. So I'm going to hold down Insert and Control and hit right arrow, which will take me to the right end of the line.
Link by MP3.
To the Buy MP3 button. And I just hit
55 links,
on
one table. Table 1 start, 2 rows, 2 columns. 55 links, 1 table. Table 1 start, 2 rows, 2 columns. Link Amazon.com. Hello, Anna Dresner. We have link recommendations for you. Left fair and not link,
okay.
Anna question mark.
All right, and there's the login stuff. So the page kind of loaded and took me in. So now I need to find the actual spot where I need to download this. So I'm going to hit, I'm going to move by controls. Again, I'm going to hit C.
MP3 downloads combo box search in. Edit box search for. Go button. Check box checked. Always ask before completing purchase.
Okay, that's right. So always ask before completing purchase. Now let's just go, I'm just going to up arrow from there.
You can't always get what you want either. You have to purchase review.
Purchase review. Okay, so once you've decided to buy a track, you could look for the word purchase review with your screen reader's find command as a quick way to get to this part of the page. So I'm going to down arrow from there.
You have selected the purchase. You can't always get what you want by the Rolling Stones $0.99. Checkbox checked, always ask before completing purchase.
I like that. How you set this is totally up to you. You can hit space here to uncheck it. And if you do, then in the future, whenever you hit enter on a buy track button or a buy album button, it will just download without asking you if you're sure first. If you say you want to buy something, it'll just download it for you. I like to have that final check just in case somehow I ended up getting the wrong thing. Because most of these companies, if you call them up and say, you know, I really wanted this one song and I got something else by mistake, they're going to say, tough, that's too bad. So it's good to be sure the first time. So I'm going to down arrow again.
Always ask before completing purchase. Continue button.
Continue button. That's what I want. So I'm going to hit enter.
Browse off. Continue button. Downloads. Application main window. Amazon MP3 downloader added to track. You can always get what you want by the Rolling Stones to the download queue. Application main window.
Okay. What happened there is that in Firefox, you get a downloads manager that comes up. And I have this set up so that when I buy something from Amazon, I use the MP3 downloader that they have. You don't need that for single tracks, but you do need it if you're buying an entire album. And you really want to have that option because if you buy albums, you're going to get a much better deal if you buy the album price than if you go through and buy tracks individually. Also, you can tell it then where you want the track downloaded, and you can tell it how you want it named. You know, if you want to have the artist in the name or just the track, just the track name or how you want it. So it's really a good idea. It's a very small program, quick to download and install, really no big deal. Well, now we're going to move on to another source of unprotected MP3 music files. This site is called eMusic. eMusic is a little different from other services. It has a subscription. That's how you have to get your music by subscription. You can't just go to the site and buy some tracks or whatever. But a subscription means something different here. It's a little bit more like the subscription to a traditional magazine or something. You pay a certain amount of money per month to receive a certain number of songs. And those songs are yours to keep. When I joined, it was $10 a month, roughly. It's like $9.95 for 40 downloads. Now the cheapest one is $10 a month, or that same $9.95 for 30 downloads per month. So you're still talking 33 cents a track. So, you know, the price is excellent, but you are committed to paying that per month. They also have an audiobook system, subscription service. I've never used that, but I think you pay something, maybe it's $10 a month, I'm not sure, and you get a book then per month that you can download. So It's kind of an interesting model, but that music is yours to keep. Unlike some music subscription services, it does not disappear when you stop paying. Also, you can download your tracks as many times as you want. So as long as you keep your account current, you can download music as many times as you like. That's been handy occasionally, because once in a while there will be a problem with a track. That's a really nice thing. They do not have as many labels working with them as some of the others. So depending on the kind of music you're into, you may be delighted with their selection or really frustrated with it. Sometimes you'll see an artist and they'll have like their first album, because their first album might have been with some obscure label that signed up with them, whereas their later work is by mainstream labels that haven't signed up with them. Now, they're getting more mainstream artists all the time. They have George Harrison's solo work. They have Creedence Clearwater Revival. They have a lot of stuff. Paul McCartney, his solo work. You know, they're getting more big name stuff all the time. They also have some really interesting stuff. If you're into folk at all, they have the Smithsonian Folkwaves catalog, which means all sorts of amazing stuff. If you want, railroad songs or mountain songs or old folk songs or songs of Hawaii or whatever. I mean, just a huge wealth of folk kinds of stuff. They have some interesting kids stuff. Our Lori Berkner collection pretty much came from their site. They have the Naxos classical catalog, which has all kinds of things. They have some other big classical catalogs as well. So, you know, you can pretty much get anything you want. And, boy, classical music at 33 cents a track is a real steal. You know, a whole symphony is going to run you less than $2, because it's by track. There is no album price. It's simply per track, which means that, you know, on some albums, if the songs are really short, then it's more expensive. Rarely is it going to equal the costs on the other services. And then, of course, if it happens to be something like classical with long tracks, then it's really cheap. You know, I would strongly suggest if you're interested at all, they have a 2-week trial period where you get 50 free tracks, and those you get to keep even if you decide not to sign up. You have to give them your credit card when you sign up for that 2 weeks. But if you cancel within the 2 weeks, and that's pretty easy to do on their contact form, there's a choice for cancel. So it's not like you're getting roped into something you can't get out of. All right, we did one site with WindowEye, so we'll do this one with JAWS.
Mozilla Firefox location edit combo.
One thing I like about Firefox, you often don't have to type the whole thing. Normally you would type www.emusic.com. I'm just going to type emusic.
Emusic, enter, leaving menus.
And our family's been in kind of a Gilbert
music
and Sullivan
downloads, comma, MP3 downloads,
lately.
Comma, MP3 songs, comma, from emusic.
So I think I am going to see if they have the Mikado. We have Pirates of Penzance. We've been having a grand time listening to that lately, so we'll add to the fun here. So I'm going to type F to move by form control. Again, that was C in WindowEye. And this page is certainly worth looking around. You might want to take a look. One thing that they do on eMusic, they have a lot of, they have these things called dozens, where someone will recommend 12 albums that are in a certain genre, that sort of thing. You know, they'll have kind of recommendations. I'm not logged in at the moment. It doesn't keep your login the way Amazon does. So that's fine, because I'll show you how that works if you buy stuff and then didn't log in. If you are logged in, then it will tell you right off the bat how many downloads you have. I'm at the top
music
now.
Download.
If I type N,
combo box collapse the music shortcuts.
For next block of text, it takes me right to a combo box, where if I were logged in, I'd be in the place to see that. And we'll see the difference in a little bit when I do log in. Okay, so I'm gonna go through here by form field.
/ images / combo box collapsed. Search
and
music.
There is, okay, the search music combo box. And this has quite a few different options in it. Well, we'll just go into it.
Enter. Forms mode on. Combo box read only. Search music. 1 of 15.
Okay. Search music. 1 of 15. So
search
I'm going to
hit Alt search
down
music,
arrow.
Search music. Search music. List view. Search artist.
Artist.
Album. Track. Label. Search classical music.
So a whole separate classical search.
Classical composer. Classical album. Classical performer. Classical conductor. Classical ensemble. Search audiobooks. Books. Authors. Narrators.
Okay, so lots of different things, including the audio search at the bottom. The one thing I will have to say that I find really annoying, I think it's great that they have the classical music searches, but it's really frustrating if you're looking for a specific piece by a specific composer. I guess that's when you choose the classical search and just type in terms. But that's the one thing, because sometimes if you know it's kind of hard if you're you know because if you type in a composer you're going to get a huge amount of stuff, and a classical work a lot of times doesn't have a real distinctive name, so it's kind of hard to find stuff that way too. So I think a multiple term search in some ways would be easier. I'm just going to hit home and go to the top again.
Home, search music.
Search music should do just fine for this search. I'm going to tab once to an edit box.
Tab, edit.
And I'm going to type Mikado, M-I-K-A-D-O.
New forms mode off, enter 33%. Search emusic.com, link charts.
Now I happen to know from experience that the search results always appear after the first level 1 heading on the page. So I'm going to type 1 to get there. If I were using WindowEyes, I would type 1H.
Artist names matching Mikado left parent 1 result.
Oops.
Right parent heading level 1.
That.
Album names matching Mikado left parent 5 results right parent heading
right.
level 1.
Since the first one was artist and we didn't really want that, I hit 1 again. And that took us to albums matching that. So I'm going to move down from here.
Table with 4 columns and 6 rows.
Okay, we're in a table. So I'll hit move down one more time.
Album,
and I'm going to hit Control Alt Right Arrow so we can move across this table like we did on Amazon.
Artist, genre, label, end of row, label.
Okay, I think in this case, probably our best bet is to try the artist field.
Genre, artist.
Okay, so I moved to the left there with Alt Control Left Arrow. Now I'm going to move down.
Mikado and Natus, listen Mikado and Natus, link Mikado row 2.
Okay, so apparently there's an artist called Mikado. And we were hearing the first column of the table, so we're hearing the album title anyway, so it's kind of good. You get the album title and the artist. All right, down arrow again.
The Mikado, listen to Mikado. Link new the oily card opera left parent original cast recording right parent left parent complete recording right parent row 3.
Okay, so that one's an original cast recording complete recording, which is probably what I want. I don't really want the highlights. If I'm going to get this, I'm going to get the whole thing. So down again.
Gilbert and Sullivan, colon, the Mikado. Listen, Gilbert and Sullivan, colon, the Mikado. Link, Sir Charles Macaras, row 4. Mikado, left bracket, English National Opera cast highlights, right bracket. Listen, Mikado, left bracket, English National Opera cast highlights, right bracket. Link, English National Opera, left parent, original cast recording, right parent, row 5.
Okay, so that says highlights. And again, I want the whole thing, not highlights.
Mikado forever, listen, Mikado forever. Link, Mikado, row 6.
And Mikado forever by Mikado. So, okay, that's that group. You called Mikado again.
Bottom of column, link Mikado.
All right, let's just take a quick check to see if this Sir Charles Macaras is just like a solo performance.
Gilbert and Sullivan, colon, the Mikado. Listen, Gilbert and Sullivan, colon, the Mikado. Link Sir Charles Macaras, row 4.
Okay, so I moved back up there. Now I'm going to do an Alt-Control left arrow.
Album, link graphic, Gilbert and Sullivan, colon, the Mikado. Link graphic, listen, link Gilbert and Sullivan, colon, the Mikado.
Okay, now that has an interesting thing. It has a listen link as part of this, which if I hit that, it's going to play a little bit of all the songs on the album. This used to be great. I loved this. It used to play in whatever MP3 player you chose, so you could control it really nicely. Now it's embedded in the eMusic site, like the one on Amazon, and so it's harder to control. It does have a next and previous button for next and previous track, but I don't like it as much because it's not as easy to control. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go...
Link J record, link graphic, Gilbert and Sullivan, colon, the Mikado.
I'm going to hit enter on that link to go to the album page.
Enter, Gilbert and Sullivan, colon, the Mikado, link graphic, 50%. Gilbert and Sullivan, colon, the Mikado, MP3S, comma, Gilbert and Sullivan, colon, the...
Now, first thing I'm going to do is, I know that the Mikado album should be a double album. So, and I also know that the tracks on an individual disc of any album are listed in a table. So let's see how many tables there are here. I didn't catch that information when it was coming in. So let's see.
Column 1, comma, row 1. Wrapping the top, column 1, comma, row 1.
So it looks like there's only one table.
Table with 5 columns and 29 rows.
29 rows. Okay, so that's interesting. It is. It's certainly got a lot of stuff on it. So let's look
Land.
At let's listen to some of the tracks here. We'll go through the table again.
Graphic listen. Graphic track name.
Listen.
Graphic
okay.
length.
I'm just moving across the
graphic
row.
Graphic download. End the row. Graphic down. Okay. Graphic length. Graphic track name.
Let's do track name.
Row 2. 1 period. Chorus of nobles left Theron, if we want to know who we are, right there, 2 period. Song and chorus dash Nanki dash 2 left Theron, a wandering mistrel, I right Theron, row 4.
A wandering mistrel, I, yes, unfortunately, the ID3 tags, the tags that identify the songs aren't always done quite right on these tracks.
3 period. Song dash pitch dash touch and chorus left Theron, our great Mikado, comma, virtuous man, right Theron, row 5.
Alright.
4 period. Song dash poo dash ba with Nanki dash poo and fish dash touch left Theron, young man comp 5 period. Recitative dash Nanki dash poo and poo dash ba left Theron, and have I journeyed for a month, right Theron, wrote 6 period. Chorus with solo dash co left Theron, behold the Lord High Executioner, right Theron, wrote 7 period. Song dash co with chorus of nobles left Theron, as someday it may happen, right Theron, quote list song, quote, row 9.
Okay. The list song. This is probably one of the most famous ones from the show. The I Have a Little List song. So let's hear this and see what the guy sounds like who's playing Coco. I'm going to hit Alt Control Left Arrow.
Listen. Link graphic. Listen.
Here we're on the listen link, and let's see what he sounds like.
Enter. Listen. Link graphic.
Well, not bad, huh? So, you know, it's certainly a possibility. But I think I'm going to go for that complete one. I just, you know, I thought I would do two pages to kind of show you how you figure out which one you might want. So I'm going to do Alt Left Arrow.
Back. 33%. Search eMusic.com. Link charts.
I'm going to go to the top and hit the heading 1 twice again.
Search eMusic.com. Artist names match. Album names matching. Mikado left pair and 5
right,
results
and I'm
right.
I'm going to hit T to move to the table.
Column 1, comma, row 1. Album.
I'm going to move over to artist.
Artist. Mikado and Natus, listen Mikado and Natus, link Mikado, row 2, the Mikado, listen the Mikado, link new the oily card opera, left parent, original cast recording, right parent, left parent, complete recording, right parent, row 3.
Okay, there we are on the complete recording, and I'm going to click on that album, so I'm going to hit Alt, Control, Left Arrow.
Album, visited, link graphic, the Mikado, link graphic, listen, visited, link, the
Mikado,
enter,
visited
the Mikado,
because
visited,
I
link
was
graphic.
Checking it out yesterday.
99%, the Mikado MP3S.
Wanted to see if it was viable a little ahead of time, I admit it. So, here we are. And I will check. I'm just going to move by table.
Column 1, comma, row 1. Column 1, comma, row 1.
I hit T again.
Wrapping the
so
top.
You can see where there's two tables. That means there's two discs. It doesn't really say disc 1, disc 2. Some of these collections, it's amazing. I found a Jimmy Rogers collection. I think it had like 6 or 7 CDs. It's probably everything the man ever came up with. Some of these are huge.
Table with 5 blank.
Anyway, so we're in the first
Rapid,
one.
Listen.
There's one other thing, which is not a bad thing to
the
check.
Mikado MP3, column 1, comma, row.
And that is sometimes on eMusic, they actually don't have all the tracks available. And so you might think you're downloading it all, but you're not. So let's just see if that's the case here. I'm on the first table. I'm going to hit Alt Control Down Arrow.
Row 2. Row 1.
Actually, I'm going back
graphic
up.
Listen. Graphic listen.
I'm going
track
to
name
the right.
One. Graphic length.
Okay, it did say track name disc 1.
Graphic download.
And download. I'm just going to move down this table and make sure that there is, in fact, a download link for all of them. So that's what I did in both tables. But I did that without the mic on because I didn't think you really needed to hear link graphic download over and over and over. I don't always do that checking, but it's not a bad idea because once in a while there's just a track missing, and I think it's probably because, you know, in some cases with compilation albums, it's because they didn't get the right to all the tracks. And in some cases, it's because one of the tracks is defective or something. So, you know, it's not a bad idea if it's important to you to get the whole album just to check ahead of time and make sure that all of it is, in fact, there. In a case like this where it's a whole show, I really don't want to have a song missing. Okay, so now we're going to download this. Now, you have a choice when you use eMusic as to whether you want to just download stuff yourself or whether you want to use their program called eMusic Remote. Now, I strongly recommend the eMusic Remote because it's kind of the same reasons why the MP3 downloader for Amazon is useful. It lets you download an entire album with one click, and it also lets you control how the tracks are titled and where they go. And also you can have it import music directly into your library, iTunes or Windows Media if you use one of those. So, you know, it gives you a lot of control. And you can change it basically in your account settings whether you're going to use it. So if you're at work and you really want a particular track that you've purchased, you can change it to turn the downloader off and download it at work and then change it back later, so that, you know, it's very flexible in that sense. You could just download one song and not bother with the whole downloader, but you do have to change it in your preferences. Okay, so I am going to download all the tracks. I will say that the eMusic program, their eMusic remote, is not all that friendly in terms of watching the downloads come in. I usually just kind of stay out of the way and let it do its thing. Okay, so I'm going to the top.
The Mikado MP3S.
I'm going to move to the first album.
Column 1, comma, row 1.
When you first hit T, when you go to the top of the page and hit T to find the table with either JAWS or Window Eyes, you can either up arrow or shift tab from there and you will find a download album link. And if that's what you want to do, you just hit enter on that.
Enter, 50%. Log in, the Mikado MP3S, comma, the Mikado Music Downloads, comma, the Mikado Songs from eMusic.com, 100%.
Okay, and you heard it say log in. I'm not logged in at the moment, so I need to do that. I'm going to read the current line to see where I am.
Wadrisner-Oriental.net edit box.
Okay, as sometimes happens, my focus is not at the top of the page, but at an edit box that's important on the page. So this is where you type in your email address. My address happens to be there already because I've used this page before. So I'm going to hit tab.
Tab. Do you have an eMusic password question? No comma. I am not a member of eMusic, period. Radio button checked. One of
two. For some reason, that's the default, and it used to not be. It used to be the other way. I don't know why they did that. I guess it's just to make sure that you really want to log in.
Radio button not checked. Yes, I have a password. Two of two.
So I hit down arrow, and I'm on yes, I have a password, and that's what I want. So I'm going to hit space to check that because I'm not in forms mode right now. This would work in Window Eyes, too.
Space. Radio button check. Yes, I have a password. Two of two.
Okay, so yes, I have a password.
Password. Password edit.
I have eMusic set to fill in my password automatically, so it's already filled that in, or at least will. So I'm just going to down arrow again to the login button.
Submit button.
Or the submit button, and hit enter.
Enter. The Mikado MP3S, comma, the Mikado Music Downloads, comma, the Mikado Songs from eMusic.
Okay, so now I'm back on the Mikado
Explore
page.
Explore music collections from fans of his...
But now, if I go to the top...
The Mikado MP...
And I hit N to move by block of text.
Music downloads remaining.
I hit up arrow from there.
Link 40. List end. Link
okay.
40.
I just hit up arrow and then back down. 40. So at the moment I have 40 downloads. One little thing I should mention on these subscriptions is that at eMusic, your subscription is 30 days. It's not a month. It's 30 days. And at the end of that 30 days, you get 30 more downloads. The only thing is, if you haven't used up some of the other ones, they go away. So maybe you had 10 downloads left that you hadn't used yet. Well, at the end of the 30 days, they're just gone. So it's really important to use them up, you know, sometime before the end of that. And it's important to keep track of when it refreshes because, you know, with it being 30 days, it's going to keep getting a little earlier in the month. I one time lost 12 downloads because I was trying to... You know, I tend to like to keep a few on hand just in case something comes up, and then, you know, try to use them up at the last minute. Well, the last minute had come and gone, and so I lost them. You know, it's kind of silly, but I still remember that. So that's just a little cautionary note there. All right, so I have 40 downloads, so I have plenty of downloads available to download this whole thing. So notice it didn't actually start downloading anything. All it did was let me log in. So now I'm going to hit T to go to the first table.
Column 1, comma, row 1.
Shift tab from there.
Download all link graphic.
And hit enter. And now it's going to download them.
Enter. 18%.
And it triggers the eMusic remote.
Explore music collection.
I just hit that.
eMusic remote dash eMusic remote.
Yep.
eMusic remote read only. List view 1 of 18.
Okay, so there's eMusic remote. It popped up, and now it's handling the download.
Press insert H for hotkey help. iTunes.
Okay, the reason iTunes just popped up is because I am having those tracks added to my iTunes library, and iTunes will run when I do that. Okay, so I'm going to switch back with Alt-Tab to the web page.
Alt-Tab, the Mikado MP3S, comma, the Mikado Music Downloads.
And right, I'm going to go to the top.
The Mikado MP3S, comma, the Mikado...
I'm going to hit N.
Music Downloads remaining.
And I'm going to up arrow to see how many.
Link 13.
All right, so I still have 13 downloads remaining, which is great. You know, that's probably at least one more album or part of something. Or I have a few that I'm sort of halfway through downloading because something looked interesting and I got some of it and then thought, oh, I should get more, but I ran out of downloads.
Thanks, Anna. And as I said earlier, Anna would then have been able to browse to the designated folder she specified in each of the specialist programs for Amazon and eMusic as to where files should be downloaded. And that facility also applies to the last service we're going to talk about, which is Napster. Napster have over 6 million tracks from many of the big music labels, ranging from the very latest chart releases back to the 1950s and even before that. So if you are a fan of popular music, you're bound to find something of interest. In my view, Napster is a tremendous service, not just because of its varied music collection, but also because of the fact that they have a subscription service. There are three payable services for Napster. First, there is Napster Lite, which allows you to pay for each track as you want. It is 79 pence in the UK or 99 cents in the US. As of very recently, tracks which you purchase in this way are in an unprotected MP3 format. There are then two levels of Napster subscription. The lower rate at £9.95 per month entitles you to listen to or download as many music tracks per month as you wish. So if you want hundreds of tracks per month, that's perfectly okay. You can also listen to the radio stations that they have serving particular types of music. The higher tier of subscription at £14.95 per month entitles you to again listen to or download as many tracks as you like. You can hear the radio stations, and you can transfer tracks to compatible portable media players, supported by this higher level subscription service called Napster To Go. Many of these players are not particularly accessible, however the PacMate Omni is such a player, assuming you transfer the downloaded files using Windows Media Player directly. At either subscription level, you can play the downloaded material on up to three computers. This is because the subscription-based tracks are encoded using protected WMA, that's Windows Media Format, and Napster have no plans at this stage to let subscription users have access to the unprotected MP3 content unless you purchase the individual tracks in addition to having a subscription. As blind people, many of the players we have access to rely extensively on MP3-generated content. However, there are two methods you can use to convert the tracks to MP3, so you can transfer the songs to these players. Both involve playing the original file on your computer, so the computer needs to be licensed and activated on the Napster service through a subscription. I do emphasize that very strongly because you must have a subscription to Napster to do this. The first of these is Sound Taxi, which essentially plays the file at a very fast rate and converts it to MP3. That's from www.soundtaxi.info. The second is a product which I've just discovered called Replay Music from www.applian, that's applian.com/replaymusic. This is a streaming recorder which captures the sound output from your computer, but rather cleverly, if it detects that the audio source is a music file, it will create an MP3 replica of that file with even the correct ID3 tag information in place, and it splits the files as well, so you can get the program to convert an entire album, if you like, with one MP3 file representing each track. This conversion process is done in real time. You can use Napster via an Internet Explorer-based interface or with the Napster self-contained program. I'm now going to give you a demonstration of the Napster standalone program, but before I do, I should just say that the good people at Ceratech have ensured that if you log into Napster using the Internet Explorer-based interface rather than the standalone program, System access works extremely well, including when using the Napster Music Player, which is a subject I will come back to later. The web-based interface is not available, as I understand it, in the UK. System access does work quite well, however, with the standalone player. Because it's been some years since I installed the Napster software, I actually went through the process this morning before recording this article on another computer just to see what had changed, if anything. I went to the napster.co.uk website, that's napster.co.uk, and there is a napster.com website as well for people who want to subscribe in the US. On the Co.UK website, the second link, I think it was, invited you to sign up for a free 7-day trial. When I activated that link, there was a link to download the Napster software, so it was all very straightforward and really was a pleasure to download and install as a whole. When the program was installed, Napster ran automatically. There was a checkbox to confirm whether this is really what I wanted to do, and I made sure that it was checked, and it was checked by default, actually. You are presented with two choices. You can either activate the Napster Lite link, which is not really what you want to do, because that's where you actually pay for each track as you want to download it, or you can sign up for your trial subscription. You either sign up for a Napster subscription or a Napster to Go subscription. I've already identified the differences between the two levels of subscription. Even though it's a trial, you need to submit your credit card information, because once you go past the 7-day trial, you're obviously going to be billed for the subscription on a monthly basis. So they want your credit card details, although of course you can back out before the 7-day has elapsed if that's what you want to do. The form for completing the registration was very straightforward. You are asked for a username and a password. I think, although I didn't go through the new registration process, you probably get an email back with instructions as to what to do next and to confirm that your 7-day trial was active. Okay, so now we've got the program installed, it's time to start downloading some music. So I'm going to go to the desktop. That's where I launched the Napster program. There is a shortcut on the desktop.
Desktop, folder view, list view, Outlook Express, 30s.
And I'll press N.
Napster.
And there's the Napster icon. I'll press Enter.
Napster, edit combo, The Carpenters.
If you've just started Napster in a new computing session, the response from the application will not be as swift as that. You may have to wait a few seconds for everything to load or for any updates to come in. There are updates for Napster from time to time, especially if you've installed a new version of Windows Media Player, for example. I was doing some testing earlier on, and so what I've got in the edit box, which I'm confronted with right now, is the Carpenters, because that was the last thing that I entered. And in fact, if you were to press Alt down arrow to open the edit combo box, and then down arrow at this point, you would get the last 10 entries that you'd put in. Into this edit box, you can type the artist name, you can type an album name, a track title, and various other parameters. What you type is very much dependent upon what you select in the next control, which is a combo box, and we'll get to that in just a moment. You can press Tab to this combo box, and then you can arrow down and select album, artist, title, etc. So it was an artist that I looked up a moment ago, the Carpenters. I'm going to come back to that in just a while, and I have a specific reason for that. But on this occasion, I'm going to search for a track, because that's the easiest thing to do. Before we go ahead and do that, it's advisable to configure your screen reader a little bit for the Napster program, if you can. From a JAWS perspective, there are two things that you really should be doing. The first thing to do is to ensure that the graphics, which JAWS recognises and pronounces, are set to labelled graphics.
Napster, Napster.
So I'm focused on Napster. I'm going to press Insert and Figure 6 to bring up the JAWS Configuration Manager.
Napster.jcf JAWS Configuration Manager.
Okay, I'm going to press Alt-S for Set Options.
Menu, Set Options.
G for Graphics.
Leaving Menus, Graphics.
And then Alt-L for Labelled Graphics.
Graphic Verbosity Labelled Graphics Radio Button Checked.
I'm going to press Enter.
Napster.jcf.
And then press Control S to save the file. And then Alt F4.
Napster edit.
To return to the Napster application. Okay, that's important because when you're moving through some lists, you don't want JAWS to be echoing graphic values or anything like that. The next thing we need to do, and this applies to all three screen readers I've tested, unfortunately, I've not got HAL or Supernova on any of the machines on which Napster is installed here at home, so I can't comment on how Napster would perform in that regard, but I can make some general comments because most of the controls within Napster and most of the things that I'm going to talk about are fairly general. With all three screen readers I've used, that's JAWS, WindowEyes and System Access, you need to use the Auto Graphics Labeling facility. With JAWS, that's Control Insert G. With WindowEyes, it's Insert G. And with System Access, it's Alt and A. Of course, you have to have the virtual mouse mode on first, activated with Insert key and M. Then you could press Alt A. As we'll see later on, that gives you access to a lot of the Napster menus that you can get into. Okay, so there was a song that was number one in the UK for quite a number of weeks, and it's by Rihanna, and it's called Umbrella. We're going to search for that song first of all.
Napster edit combo.
Okay, so here we are. I'm going to type Umbrella. Then I'm going to press Tab.
Combo box, artist 106.
And here we are in the combo box that I was referring to. I'm going to arrow down to track.
Album, track.
I'm going to press Enter.
List 1, list view, not selected, most popular tracks based on your search, Umbrella, 1 of 278.
Goodness. Thankfully, they're presented in order of popularity, and because a lot of the charts now are made up via downloads, I suspect the Rihanna track will be somewhere at the top of the list, so we won't need to arrow down very far. Let's do that.
Rihanna featuring Jay-Z, Umbrella, now that's what I call music, 67415.
Okay, it's telling me quite a bit of information. It's telling me it's by Rihanna, which is correct. It's telling me that it's called Umbrella, which is what we're looking for. It's also letting me know the album that it's coming from. This is really important because the album that it's flagging up there is, now that's what I call music, volume 67, which people in America or other countries may not know. They are compilation albums that are issued periodically under the heading of Now That's What I Call Music, and we're up to volume 67, we can therefore know that what you're going to be hearing, if you were to download this, would be the single version of Umbrella. Whereas if we arrow down a bit further, we may well get into an album version or a track with explicit language content in there. So what you want to do is to listen out for what album it's coming from as well. And the last thing it said was the time, the duration of the track, which is 4 minutes 15 seconds. So if we arrow down a bit more,
Alma Cogan, If I Had a Golden Umbrella You Belong to Me, 205.
That's by Alma Cogan, and that was from an album called You Belong to Me. Okay, but that's definitely not the song that we're looking for in this instance, although we might want to download it sometime. So I'm going to arrow back up to the Rihanna track, Umbrella, from the Now That's What I Call Music album.
Rihanna featuring Jay-Z, Umbrella, Now That's What I Call Music.
And now all I need to do is to activate the context menu key, the third key along from the right of the spacebar on a desktop.
Context menu key, play key.
We could play it right away, so if we weren't sure whether it was the correct track or not, we could play it from here.
Download track as dot dot dot, oh.
And that's download track. That's what we're looking for. There were a few other menu items that I skipped along the way. We're not going to be too worried about that because all I actually do is download tracks. I don't even play them because I'm usually fairly certain of what it is that I'm looking for. So I just activate the context menu, come down here to download and press enter. And the file gets downloaded into the My Music folder, which is off My Documents. So you can go to the desktop, select My Documents, and under there you'll find My Music. And what happens, by default anyway, is that Napster groups them together in a very good structure. They give you a folder containing the artist, and then under that you have a folder containing the album that it originated from, and then under that you'll have the actual track itself. You can avoid that folder structure if you want to, so you can just specify which folder you want the files to be downloaded within, and then every single file will come into that folder. But I find that particularly if you're downloading albums, it's quite important to keep the folder structure, and all the tracks for an album will be downloaded at once, as we'll see later on. So that's how to download a single track, and wasn't that very easy to do? It's very accessible, no difficulties there. Okay, we're now going to go back to the Carpenters that I talked about earlier on, and in fact at this point, where am I? Let's do an insert tab, because I'm using JAWS.
Edit combo, umbrella, the set of
okay, umbrella. Now, if I type the Carpenters,
Carpenters.
Okay, all I've typed is T-H-E, but because it's in the last 10 entries, it's remembered what I had in mind there. So the Carpenters is already filled in the edit box.
S-R-E-T-N-E-E.
I'm just left arrowing here, and I can see I've got the Carpenters, so it's already been populated with what I want. I'll press tab.
Combo box, track 3.
Because we were on track before, I'm going to arrow back up here.
L artist.
Okay, to artist, and press enter.
List 1, list view, the Carpenters, 1 to 4.
We've got a fairly narrow selection here. The first one is the Carpenters, and in fact that's what we want. If I arrow down.
Karaoke in the style of the Carpenters, karaoke in the style of the Carpenters.
Okay, you've got karaoke in the style of the Carpenters, and various other options. But I want the Carpenters.
The Carpenters, the Carpenters.
And I'm going to activate the context menu, and the first item here will not be play, because we're not focused on a track. What we're actually focused on is an artist.
Context menu, view artist page, V, view artist page, V.
And that's what I want, view artist page. I press enter.
Leaving menus, edit combo, the Carpenters.
Now, there are several things that we can do here. Probably one of the things I use the most, I'm going to not show you at this point. I'm going to leave that till fairly later on in this demonstration, because it's most effective with JAWS. You can navigate the window that I want to show you with other screen readers, but it's by no means as effective. So I'm going to come back to that. But what I can do at the moment, we're on the control, of course, which has got the edit box in, which contains the data that I've already specified.
Edit combo, the Carpenters.
The Carpenters. If I press tab.
Combo box, artist, 1 of 6.
Here we have our combo box. And if I press tab again, now I've selected that artist.
List box.
We have a list box. And if I arrow down.
Multi-select list box, most popular tracks for the artist, the Carpenters, 1 of 349.
Okay, there are 349. This list can accommodate, I believe, up to 500 tracks. Okay, but it's got 349 items here for the Carpenters. And this is every track that it's found. And as we arrow down, what we'll find is it'll tell us, as we had in the previous list of tracks, the track title, it'll tell us which album it came from, and so on. And again, the album is important. Well, let's just arrow down here.
The Carpenters, artist, the Carpenters, track, we've only just begun, album/source, gold double pack, time, 304.
That's a better list as well. It's more understandable, isn't it? So it's from the album Gold Double Pack, I think it was called, and we've only just begun. Let's just arrow down again.
The Carpenters, artist, the Carpenters, track, yesterday once more, album/source, Carpenters Gold 2005 reissue, time, 357.
We're getting quite a number of tracks here from different albums. So what can we do? Well, we can activate the context menu as we did before.
Context menu, play.
And again, we've got our play.
Download track as dot dot dot. Oh.
We've got download. But what I'm looking for here.
View album page.
Is view album page. I'm going to press enter.
Leaving menus, list view the Carpenters, artist the Carpenters, track number 1, track yesterday once more, album/source, Carpenters Gold 2005 reissue, time 357.
And now I'm still in that multi-select list box that we were talking about before, where we had the 349 tracks, but now the selection has narrowed just to present us with the tracks in order that they appear on the album.
The Carpenters, artist, the Carpenters, track number 2, track, superstar, album/source, Carpenters Gold 2005 reissue, time, 346.
I couldn't get WindowEyes to read this multi-select list box at all. I don't know why that is, and I haven't really done any playing, as I said earlier, with any of the screen readers. There's no modifications that I've made in terms of scripting or configuration. to anything in order that I can use Napster, apart from labelling the graphics. But I couldn't get Window Eyes to read this list box. But System Access and JAWS do seem to read it.
The Carpenters, artist The Carpenters, track number 3, track Rainy Days and Mondays 1991 remix, album / source, Carpenters Gold.
Well, I don't think we'll be listening to that. Prefer the original. Okay, so we've got that list box, and again, if you wanted to, you could activate the context menu.
Context menu, play key.
We could play it.
Download track as dot dot dot.
You could download it. But it doesn't give you the option to download the entire album. The only way that you could do that would be to select all of the tracks, and then you could activate the context menu and select download tracks. You could do it that way. But there is a way, which we'll get to right now, actually, how you can download the whole album. Let's escape out of here.
Leaving menus. List.
All right, so I'm going to go back to the Carpenters. Let's
edit combo, the Carpenters.
I just pressed the tab key once, and I'm back to our edit box. I'm just going to press enter here.
The Carpenters. List 1. List view. The Carpenters. The Carpenters.
So we get back to our search results. It's recalculated search. And the first item in the list view is the Carpenters, as we had before. I'm going to activate the context menu.
Context menu. View artist page.
And select view artist page.
Leaving menus. Edit combo. The Carpenters.
Now, yes, we could press the tab key twice and we'd be back to our multi-selection list box where we had the 349 items. But I don't want to do that because there is other information on the screen that we're missing out on. People often think that when you make an application accessible, as long as you press the tab key and it can move from one control to another, that's okay. It isn't okay because actually most of the time you're missing out on important information that may be part of the program. Okay, and that is definitely the case here. So what we need to do is use the JAWS cursor, or you can use the mouse mode, the virtual mouse mode within System Access, or you can use the Window Eyes cursor, or the Window Eyes mouse pointer, I would suggest, would be more appropriate in this context, in order to explore the screen. I say the Window Eyes mouse pointer because you may need to interact with things. Okay, so I'm going to route the JAWS cursor to the PC cursor.
Route JAWS to PC.
With insert numpad minus. And now I'm going to explore the screen, and you'll see I've got quite a bit of information here.
Artist scroll down symbol, the Carpenter scroll down symbol. Home dialogue, the Carpenter's dialogue. Blank, the Carpenter's. Albums 110 of 23 sort by release date, top albums.
So we've got 23 albums that it's actually found, and it's sorted by date order, I think it said there.
Albums 110 of 23 sort by release date, top albums.
Yeah, by release date. Now, what you can do, when you get to this particular point, I route the PC cursor to the JAWS cursor. That's insert numpad plus.
Route PC to JAWS. Page has 47 links.
And now that I've done that, I'm in the virtual cursor. Now, this is the only screen reader I've found that really gives you this flexibility of getting the information into the virtual cursor, unless I'm missing out on something with using other screen readers. But now that I've done that, I can explore this just like a web page.
Blank. Albums. Blank. 110 of 23. Blank. Link graphic more. Sort by. Combo box release date 1 of 3.
Okay, you can change the way that things are sorted here.
Blank. Table with 7 columns and 5 rows. Link gold double pack.
There's gold double pack.
The Carpenters. Released 2006. Blank. Link graphic by album on mouse over.
So you could buy the album if you wanted to. Perhaps for burning to a CD.
£10.95. Blank. Link pop masters. Aurora. The Carpenters. Released 2005.
Okay, now what if I want to know more about what's on the double pack?
The
gold double pack album.
Link Ted Link Blank released.
I'm just narrowing back up here till I get to the link.
The Carpenter Link Gold Double Pack.
Okay, press enter.
Table column 3, row 1. Gold double pack link. The Carpenter's link. Hit Napster.
And I'll just narrow down.
Blank. Gold double pack. Link the Carpenter's. Blank released 2006. Total tracks 20. Label Polydor associated labels. Blank. Link play album.
So we could play it from start to finish, which is sometimes what we do, actually. If we find an album we all like, we'll just play it nice and loud here and fill the whole house with it, really.
Link download album.
Okay, download album is probably the link I use most, because then I can download it and we can share it if we want to do that.
Other members like dot dot dot.
And now we have other members liked.
Link what the world needs now. Burt Bacharach Classics.
Okay, Burt Bacharach.
Link Burt Bacharach. Bland. Link Walk On By. Link Dionne Ward. Bland. Link The Very Best Of. Link Olivia Newton-John.
Okay, so all these are hyperlinks, so you can go ahead and you can have a look at these artist pages or these album pages.
Bland. Link Pop Masters. Link Petula Clark. Bland. Link The Woman I Am. The Definitive Collection. Link Ellen Reddy.
So that's another way of being able to download the album and find out about artists or albums that are related. Notice that each item had a hyperlink. The artist did and the album did. So you could press enter on any one of those. Once you go to the artist, and if you selected Helen Reddy, for example, you would have been able to find out all the albums available by Helen Reddy on Napster. So I really like that feature. I think it's very interactive, and it's good that you can actually get everything put into the virtual cursor. Now, we know the album is called Gold Double Pack. We've selected that, and we think we might want to download it, but what if we want to know which tracks are on there? I'm going to route the JAWS cursor to the PC cursor with Insert Numpad Minus.
Route JAWS to PC.
Then I'll press Control End to get to the bottom of the window.
Bottom of file connected as Napster subscriber Brian Park.
Okay, and then I'm going to up arrow once.
The Carpenter 6 I won't last a day dot 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 gold double pack 347 scroll down symbol.
Then I'll route the PC cursor to the JAWS cursor.
Root PC to JAWS. List view the Carpenters artist. The Carpenters track number 6. Track I won't last a day without you. Album slash source. Gold double pack. Time 347.
And now we can arrow up and down this list. And it's our multi-select list box. And we're going to come across that again in just a moment for another scenario that we're going to work through. But you could arrow up and down here. You could download tracks or download the whole album by selecting the tracks and so on. I'd like to go back to our Umbrella track, if I could. And from this web page, if I press Control Tab,
Edit Combo, The Carpenters,
I'm back to our Edit Combo box again. I'm going to type in Umbrella again, or at least I'm going to type the first part of it.
Umbrella.
There we go. All I needed was you, in fact, and it's got Umbrella in there now. I'm going to press Tab.
Combo box, artist.
And press T, because I can use first letter navigation.
Drag.
If I want to, rather than arrowing down. Press enter.
Umbrella, edit combo, umbrella. List one, list view, not selected, most popular.
And here we go again. Let's arrow down.
Rihanna featuring Jay-Z, umbrella, now that's what I call music, 67.
Okay, now it's, remember telling us that the album it's coming from is Now That's What I Call Music, volume 67. And you may be searching for a track, and it may find the track that you're looking for, and you hear it's from a various artist's album, and you might think, oh, I'd like to know what else is on that album. It sounds really interesting. You can find that out, and of course you already know how to do this, but I just haven't placed it in this context. You can activate the context menu.
Context menu.
And what you're looking for is View Album Page.
Build, create, send, find and view album page.
And I got to there by pressing up arrow. Press enter.
Leaving menus. Edit combo. Umbrella.
Now, if I tab.
Combo box. Drag.
And tab again.
List box. List box.
And now I can arrow down and I get all the tracks on the Now That's What I Call Music 67 album.
List viewer and a featuring Jay-Z. Artist through and a featuring Jay-Z. Track number 1. Track Umbrella album slash source. Now That's What I Call Music 67. Time 4:15.
And arrow down 44. Again.
Gwen Stefani feat. A con. Artist. Gwen Stefani feat. A con. Track number 2. Track The Sweet Escape. Album slash source. Now That's What I Call Music. 67. Time.
And I can tell there are 44 tracks on here. So from this list, of course, I can download any tracks that I want or download the entire album by selecting them, etc. This demonstration is almost coming to a close, but there are a few things that I have left out and I need to cover them. When we were examining the combo box earlier on, containing items such as album, artist and title, you will have noticed that there was an option called All. And this allows you to search by a variety of things. For example, you could type in an album title and an artist's name, or a track title and an artist's name. So by selecting All, that opens up all of the search parameters, so you can type whatever you need to do in there. Now that we've labelled our graphics, we're able to examine some of the options on the menu bar. And in fact, there are some shortcut keys as well that you can use if you want to access some of these options a little more quickly in the future. For example, Alt-F will always activate the file menu, Alt-H for help. And the help is very well written, by the way. It's in HTML format, and it's organized by topic. And it's arranged not like a Windows help system, but it's an online web resource. So it's just like browsing a web page with hyperlinks. It's very good. Let's just use the JAWS cursor to move up to the top of the window here.
Root JAWS to PC. Top of file. File menu. View your account info.
Okay, so we've got various options. And the first one...
File menu.
...is the file menu. Next one...
View your account info.
...is view your account info. Those are the two I typically use. The file menu has got plenty of options in. For example, you can customize specific settings for Napster. There is a checkbox, for example, which can be checked, which will organize the files that you've downloaded by structure. So you'll have a folder for each artist, and under each artist you'll have a subfolder for each album, and then underneath by track title. The My Account option is also good because you can view information concerning your account, payment history, for example. There's also an option where you can activate and deactivate the various computers that you have. Even though you can have Napster activated on up to 3 computers at any one time, you might choose at some stage to deactivate one of them and add a new one. For example, if you purchased a new computer, you might want to deactivate one of your old machines. So if you have downloaded material onto one machine, how can you get it onto another one? Well, it's quite easy, again, if you use your screen reader's mouse movement keys, because you can access your library. When you download a track from Napster, a link to it gets put in your Napster library. And what that means is that if anyone logs in on any of the 3 PCs that you've allocated to the Napster subscription that you have, they can browse through your library. So if you have a partner and he or she wants to get the tracks from your library onto his or her computer, that's certainly possible, and vice versa. As I say, there's a bit of trickery involved here. I know that I downloaded the other day a song by Frank Sinatra called Once in Love with Amy. And I know that I've got that in my library, so I'm going to try and find it now.
Napster edit combo.
Okay, so I'm in the edit box, and I'm going to type Once in Love with Amy. I'm going to press tab.
Combo box, artist.
And I'm going to select library this time.
Album, drag, all, member, library.
I can now press enter. And it's searching the library for that track. Now, what I need to do, because it's not going to bring it up into a list view, I need to use the JAWS cursor or the screen reader equivalent.
Root JAWS to PC. One results for Once in Love with Amy.
Excellent, that's good. So there's one result for this item. Now I need to use my screen reader's find command in order to search the whole screen for a subsequent occurrence of that title. In this example, that's Control Insert F.
JAWS dialogue, JAWS find dialogue, find.
And I'm going to type the word Amy in here and press enter.
Forward home dialogue, greater dialogue, search library, colon, Once in Love with Amy dialogue.
Okay, that doesn't sound as if it might be it. Let's press insert F3 for find again.
DVD/CD-RW, drive left parent D, colon, right parent Frank Sinatra, Once in Love with Amy, the best of the Columbia, .. 3 o'clock.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for. It's 3 minutes exactly, it's not 3 o'clock. Saying 3:00, and that is what I'm looking for. So I'm going to press the left mouse button.
Left mouse button. List view Frank Sinatra, artist colon Frank Sinatra, track colon Once in Love with Amy, album slash source colon the best of the Columbia years 1943-1952, time colon 3 o'clock, 1 of 2.
Okay, and there are actually two here. I don't know what the
PC
other
cursor.
Item is. Actually, there is only one item. Okay, that's fine. No problem. Let's just go with it. So we'll press the context menu key.
Context menu key, play key.
And I could play it directly from here. And I will be able to download it from here if I wanted to as well. But I don't want to do that. I'm just going to press escape.
Leaving menus list.
There are other things that you can do if you want to browse through your library and see what tracks you have downloaded. Or, as I say, if you want to access it from another computer. Let me just show you. Let me root the JAWS cursor back to the PC cursor.
Root JAWS.
And what I'm looking for is something called Artist. So I'm going to go to the top of the screen.
Top of.
And I'm going to do a find.
Amy, JAWS dialogue.
And it says Amy. I'm going to type Artist. Press enter.
Edit combo. Z in love with Amy. Edit combo. Z in love with Amy. Artist header bar.
Okay, that's not quite what I'm looking for, so let's do a find again.
Artists.
That's it. I'm on artists. Now, if I left click...
Left mouse button. Tree view artists closed. To a PC cursor.
I'm now in a tree view. I've gone back to the PC cursor, and I can expand this. This is how it's arranged by artists. I could right arrow to expand the tree, or I could arrow down.
Albums closed.
To albums.
My playlists closed.
My playlists, which I haven't got any.
Purchase tracks.
Purchase tracks. I haven't got any of those because they're all in my subscription.
Download status. Inbox.
Download status. Inbox is where they send you messages.
Save members.
And that's about it, really. So, let's let's go back to artists.
It's my albums. Artists closed.
And then I right arrow.
Artists open. 53 items.
Okay, 53 items. I erased my library over the last weekend, actually, so I've downloaded 53 artists in the past few days, but that shows you how much we use it. Now, if I arrow down at this point, I would be able to explore all the artists I've downloaded.
Beverly Craven, close.
Okay, so one of them was Beverly Craven. Now, if I expand Beverly Craven by pressing the right arrow...
Beverly Craven, open, 54 items.
There aren't 54 Beverly Craven items. Now that we've expanded this, we've got 54 items in the list. Now, we've got an album here called The Very Best of Beverly Craven, and I could activate the context menu for it, and I could select download if I wanted to download that album on a subsequent computer. I could also do things like we have been doing, like view the artist page or view the album page, etc. So there's quite a bit that you can do there. I just want to talk a little bit about potentially two inaccessible areas. And it's a shame that I have to do this, really, because Napster is just such a great service. Even the program which I've demonstrated to you, it's all reasonably accessible, isn't it? Okay, it might not be quite as intuitive as you would like from the keyboard. You do have to move around with the JAWS cursor or screen reader equivalent quite a bit. But it is reasonably doable, isn't it? You can get the most from it. There are two areas where I haven't been able to get too much out of it. The first of those is browsing the charts. It is possible to browse through different categories of music. You can look at the singles charts from years gone by and download the different tracks. They're all divided into categories. For example, you might have 1975, and it's divided into the four seasons of the year, actually. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. But it's not very accessible, and I haven't had a lot of luck with it. So that's one area. The other area I've had reasonable difficulty with is the radio stations. The radio stations are accessed from your home screen, and it's a bit of trial and error with the JAWS cursor or whatever other screen reader you choose to use in order to click in the home screen. Once you're in there, with JAWS at least, you can use the virtual cursor because it becomes a bit like a web page, like some of the other environments that we've seen today. And once you're on the home screen, it's quite good because you can see things like the new releases, the top 10 downloads, and there are various links to different radio stations of different genre that you can listen to. And it's good because you can activate one of the links, okay, and the radio station starts playing. You can then, if you look up at the top of the screen, see an option called Detach Player. And if you activate that, what it does is it brings the player into its own window. And again, you can look with the JAWS cursor and see what's there. You can see the upcoming tracks. If you left-click in any one of those tracks, that takes it into a list view. And then you can move up and down with the up and down arrow keys, and you can download a track, you can see what's upcoming, you can skip to another track and start it playing and things like that. What you can't do is to pause the playing of the track. If you want to stop it playing, then you have to quit Napster. That's the only way that I found to do it. There isn't a keystroke at all, and the graphic is not exposed to JAWS, unfortunately. We know where it is, but we can't do anything with it. So that's the only two issues, really, that I've found that I've had potential difficulty with. Everything else is fairly doable. So I hope you've enjoyed the demonstration of Napster. I've enjoyed taking you through it, as indeed with all the other things that Anna and I have talked about during this presentation. And that brings us to the end of this 2-hour main menu program all about music. We really could have talked a lot more, definitely, and hopefully we may be able to come back in the future and do that. We would have liked to have talked about portable media players and also some other sources for downloading music, such as the Real Player Store. But never mind, we have to stop somewhere. We'll end with some resources you may like to use. First of all, thanks to Anna for allowing me to use some segments of her presentation delivered to the Tech Talk weekly seminar from Accessible World. Through the National Braille Press, Anna has recently published a book entitled A Pocket Full of Sound, which describes many aspects of portable media players, including mainstream and specialist devices. If you'd like to find out more about that, you can go to www.nbp.org and undertake a search for the book title A Pocket Full of Sound. You can purchase the book in a number of formats. If you'd like to hear more of Anna's presentation, you can go to www.accessibleworld.org and select the Tech Talk archive link. My website, the Portable Player Portal, contains some useful information about portable media devices and downloading music services. Towards the end of June, I'll be considerably updating this site with more recent information and updated links to some of the resources. You can go to the site at www.hartgen.org. The Blind iPod mailing list is where you can ask questions about anything we've talked about during this presentation, and also anything concerning portable media players as well. Just because it has the name iPod in the title, it doesn't mean it's restricted to iPod. You can talk about any portable media players there. You can subscribe by sending a message to Blind iPod, BLINDIPOD, hyphen request, at freelists.org, and in the subject line please put the word subscribe. Well, that is the end of this presentation, so from myself, Brian Hartgen, and also Anna Dresner, it's goodbye for now, and thanks to the main menu team for allowing us to bring the program to you.